Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour number two of the program happening right now. Glad to have each and every one of you on board. Bless you. Gazoon tight, Mr. Blake Elliott. It is the Fan After Dark right here on 105 Through the Fan. Fred Davis, Blake Elliott sneezing. We've got khaki Kevin Walker. We've got the original khaki Walker. Papa Walker in the building as well. So some of my references will get responses tonight, and I'm excited about that. Let's jump out to the D&M Leasing Hotline. Welcome to the program. The NFL draft professor himself, he covers the Atlanta Falcons as well, which we're excited about because there is a lot going on right now in the ATL, and I don't mean TI versus 50. Clint Goss, welcome to the show. How are you on this Friday evening, my friend?
Hey, y'all. Thanks for having me.
All right, so before we get to the draft, what the hell's going on in Atlanta right now? You got your boy James Pierce, chasing down his ex-girlfriend. You've got a D-line coach who has gotten into trouble as well. I'm guessing this was not the start that you expected for this offseason.
Well, I'd say it wasn't what I expected, but I've also been doing this for over two decades.
That's fair.
I can't act completely surprised for a little bit of shocking surprises this early on. No, but I think the person to really ask is some of these new staff members, like, you know, GME and Cunningham coming from the Bears, Kevin Stefanski coming from the Browns, Matt Ryan stepping back into the building as president of operations, all of them relatively in their first 4 to 6 weeks. They're all probably about ready for a cigarette break. But, you know, as far as James Pierce Jr., team really hasn't said anything since that arrest. That's about as much speculation as there is. But as far as the assistant defensive line coach today, I think that was quite a quick turnaround to him getting fired this afternoon. Mm-hmm. So was happy to see the team try to make that as less of a thing as possible. You know, he was only employed for 2 weeks. But, yeah, at this point that's been handled. We'll see on Pierce. But, no, we're you know, it's always easy to try and rain on a parade here at NFL Combine Week, having to hear some negative news like that. But more to come on Pierce, I guess.
With the Falcons, they finish third in a division, however you want to kind of slice it. Same record as the winning teams in Panthers and Buccaneers, but obviously not making the playoffs. What's the overall temperature and vibe from fans, from local media? Do they believe this team can turn it around and take control of the NFC South, or do they feel like there's some more rebuilding that needs to be done?
You know, you're going to have some on this side, some on that side. I think if you were to speak on a consensus, there's a thought that there's got to be some more answers as far as Michael Penix Jr. at quarterback, as far as his health and coming back. You know, were they to be able to compete with Tampa having Baker Mayfield, with Carolina having, you know, done what they did last year with a healthy Bryce Young? I'd say that firstly. You know, I think there's a lot of comfort around here as far as the defense led by Jeff Ulbrich as the defensive coordinator. You know, obviously, as we just mentioned, we'll have to see James Pierce Jr.'s involvement there, having been the 10-plus sack guy as a rookie, but a lot of young returning talent on defense. Obviously, Bijan Robinson's the identity of the team offensively. We've seen Kyle Pitts at that tight end spot recently get franchise tagged, and we're heading into a draft with only 5 draft picks. So, you know, having said all that, I would say the consensus of the fan base is this team can win the division next year. But there's very much an understanding there's some rebuilding to be done in this first year under Kevin Stefanski, particularly, you know, like I said, we're going to have to see with Penix's health.
And then so speaking on Penix's health, what is kind of that timetable? Are you thinking that he'll be ready for week one, or do you think they're going to be bringing in some competition, whether he is healthy or not? Like, what is the – how much of a hold does he have with that quarterback position and faith within the front office?
You know, I think if you were to ask anybody such as Matt Ryan or Kevin Stefanski, you know, well, Kevin Stefanski's been a little more medium-based about not comment too much. But, you know, the Matt Ryans of it are going to say right now that he is the plan for the future. But I think you really look at it, they understand that this isn't sold completely yet. As far as the timeline, I think it lines up right with week one with what we're hearing. But having said that, they're going to bring in some competition for him. And I think primarily a veteran. You know, they have come out, Ian Cunningham, in the last few days at NFL Combine podium, that Kirk Cousins will be released at the start of the new league year. But I think there's definitely names out there. You know, one example, you know, being maybe along the archetype of a Joe Flacco coming out of Cincinnati, somebody that would very much know the role.
Derek Carr?
Don't get me quoted on that here in Atlanta. coming from the state. But I mean, all joking aside, you've got the thought process there. There's going to be somebody, and frankly, they need that insurance. You know, we're talking about Penix with three knee injuries to his name at this point, and a team that, while they've made changes for a new head coach, a new president of football, a new GM, it's very much a win now. It's the kind of thing, it's not going to be the draft. I think it'll be a veteran, but no, they can't just go into it with Penix.
So you don't think they'll go after any of the, maybe some of the younger guys, the Malik Willis, the Kyler Murray, some of those guys on the market? You think it'll be like a veteran guy in his 30s?
Yes, I think so, because I don't think they're going to mail in Penix this soon, and okay. I don't think they're going to have enough of an answer on that until they get into the season, and at that point, quarterbacks will have their spots. You know, I think Kyler is a little bit more mentionable than Willis just because of the price point. You know, I think Willis really is somebody that's going to go and demand a number on a weaker QB free agent market and definitely a weaker quarterback draft beyond Fernando Mendoza. And I also think, you know, they're going to be walking that line of the discouragement that it would be for Penix. If you bring in somebody like Willis, who's a year or two older than Penix, you're all but telling him that the experiment has ended. So, I imagine it being a veteran who's a little bit more of the, if we need you this year, because look, let's get real. If they look up at the end of this year and Penix isn't the answer, they're going to look at this heavy 2027 quarterback draft and make a move.
Well, look, I don't want to be Captain Obvious here, but I mean, why not just try to restructure the veteran guy that you got already under contract that finished fairly well this past season in Kirk Cousins?
No, I mean, definitely some thought there. I think for one, you know, you're talking about Cousins, who's the fourth highest earning individual player in NFL history.
Yeah.
He's not exactly going to be a hometown discount guy anywhere. Say what you want about him. He might be the best businessman.
100%.
I mean, because when you look at the three that have made more than him, Matt Stafford, Aaron Rodgers, the third one is slipping my brain. But, I mean, you're talking about, like, Super Bowl winning,
yeah,
playoff winning, big-time quarterbacks. He's the guy that kind of stands out in the room. And I think for Cousins, he's about had enough of this. Am I going to be the starter? Am I not? I think he believes in himself that much.
Okay.
Trying to go get another opportunity. And I think when you look at the finances of it, this big restructure that they recently did here in the last few weeks was team-friendly coming from Cousins' end, but was also friendly toward Cousins and the fact it opened him up to be available to go. I think that was a little bit of scratch your back, scratch mine for what we want. Having said that, if they were to keep him at the price point he cost, the team was really going to have no flexibility to make any other moves.
Okay.
For the short-term addition, it's kind of one of those things for 2026 and then 2027, handling this cap and even more specifically the dead cap, they just couldn't kick the can down the road anymore with Cousins in terms of jeopardizing the long-term, and particularly with the new GM who – you know, that's his philosophy. He understands that he's looking at it beyond this year.
You're listening to Clint Goss. Clint, when it comes to the combine, what are you seeing as far as what your peers are saying, even some people down there in Atlanta? We know everybody's talking about Sonny Styles and Arvell Reese and the Ohio State boys right now. Other than those two gentlemen, what has been some takeaways you've had from the combine so far?
You know, I think it'd be easiest to kind of quick fire positionally. You know, I think you start with that defensive interior. A lot of speed. I mean, a lot of speed across all positions versus what we've seen historically. These kids are just getting faster and faster. Saw some incredible testing from guys like Grayson Halton out of Oklahoma, Albert Reed just out of Texas A&M. You know, just to mention a few beyond those top 10 obvious picks, like an Arbell Reese and a Sonny Styles. Was very impressed with the defensive interior. Zane Durant out of Penn State being another one. A lot of value presented for that position group going into the draft. If you're somebody that's not doing it round one, Atlanta being the perfect perspective there, mm-hmm. seeing as we do not have a round one pick. you know, you look at that edge group, same thing. I mean, a lot of strength there, a lot of speed. I think the linebacker group, frankly, you know, you could look at the safety group that just went today, but the linebacker group and the safety group thus far have been the two strongest combine performances as far as the depth of it, the overall speed, and just options. You know, take my Falcons, for example, a linebacker is needed in some capacity. There's the comfort of there being guys third, fourth, fifth round. Even if you aren't to go as early as, you know, you mentioned Sonny Styles, Jacob Rodriguez out of Texas Tech. There were some names that really showed out as well. Aiden Fisher out of Indiana is one that had a good day. Bryce Betcher out of Oregon's another one. And this safety group today just blew me away with some of the speed across all of it. You know, that's not particularly a need in Atlanta with Jesse Bates and Xavier Watts, but you know, they've set up a big expectation going into the more of the offensive drills. I know we had the tight ends today, but in the next day or two, for them to be able to match it, because like I said, historically, if you look at every single position that's tested thus far, it is the fastest group times in terms of the 40-yard dash that we've seen in combine history going back to 99.
Clint Goss joining us, talking all things NFL draft. So the Cowboys are sitting at 12-20 right now. I think we can all safely assume, even though and I don't know what Caleb Downs, he didn't. Did he run today?
Downs did not run, and he did not test.
Okay.
He just showed up and did interviews.
Just do the interviews. And I think we can all, I mean, you know, he'll wait for his pro day, but I mean, I think we can all safely assume that he's not going to make it to the Cowboys at 12.
All three of the guys we wanted to get to, all the Ohio State boys, and none of them make it.
I don't think either one of them are going to fall to the 12th spot. And so guys like Delane from LSU, and, you know, I mean, look, we know the Cowboys need a cornerback. When you look at a guy like a Jermaine McCoy from Tennessee, who, you know, he hadn't played in a year, right, said he's healthy, but yet, you know, said yesterday that he's not going to do any drills. He's going to wait till his pro day to do that. You know, your thoughts on McCoy, would you take a flyer on him at 12, or do you feel more comfortable with a guy like a Delane at LSU?
I would personally be more comfortable with Delane. You know, he's corner one on my board.
Okay.
Just from the tape and the fact that he played last year. And as far as the first half of the first round and draft, I'm really looking more at the day one ready to roll versus the developmental, or we've got to wait a few weeks product. I think taking a bet, say like on McCoy's health, is the kind of thing you look at teams like Minnesota at 18, the Rams at 29, if he were to get there, likely not. But establishing that as a floor, you know, in terms of the Cowboys specifically, I mean, assuming it's defense, I'm not convinced a name like Avion Terrell out of Clemson isn't getting more steam as somebody who'd be ready to roll day one.
Really?
Yeah, a ton of – and that might be a little bit of a hot take – but a ton of fluidity, really athletic. He had a great combine in terms of came in at a heavier weight than expected at 186, nearly 5'11", had better length than expected, 31-inch arms, has the nickel ability, has the outside ability. And I think when you look at Dallas and the corner room they're looking to, quote-unquote, repair, you know, there have been the injury battles of Trayvon Diggs. There have been the injury battles of Deron Bland. Do you want to sell to that room that you're bringing in somebody who's injured before he even signs on the dotted line? I could see that being an argument. But, I mean, I think it's definitely those two. I think Delane's gone before that comes to pass.
Oh, you think he'll be gone before 12?
I mean, I think if you're the Bengals at 10 and then even more specifically the Dolphins at 11, I mean, the Dolphins got nobody in that corner room. And yeah. I know they got a lot of needs, but it only takes one to take the shot. I could see one of those two, but I mean, no, if he's there at 12, I think you got to run the card in if you're Dallas.
Now, I want your thoughts on the Miami defensive front, Reuben Bain and Akeem Mezador. There's been a lot of talks about them going in both in the top 10, both in the back half of the first round. What do you think about them? And then one other guy I want to throw in that I wouldn't mind my Cowboys getting at 20, C.J. Allen for the Bulldogs, led them in tackling, green dot player, cerebral guy, and then obviously still a dog. What do you think about those three guys?
Yeah, starting with Bane, you know, I think Bane's the perfect example for pro scouts and anybody that does this of you don't knock a player twice, you don't boost a player twice because of the combine. For example, yes, he has sub 31-inch arms. He has some historically short arms. at that caliber of the position. Scouts already knew this going into the combine. You already knocked his profile for that. Don't knock it twice. And having said that, I just don't see a world still where he's getting out of the top 10 picks or so. I think, frankly, he needs to go in the top five.
Really?
The power profile, the tape, the production, I just don't see how every team can say no to it. If you were to start with the Jets at two, if you were to talk about the Titans at four, where he'd really be a good fit in Salah's defense.
Do you like him or David Bailey better? These are the questions.
You know, I think off of the tape, I might have leaned just in terms of play style, Bane. But after looking at some of this, you know, Bailey came in weighing a little heavier than expected at 251 at the combine. I would imagine Bailey probably has a little more steam right now if you had to bet on it. If I was just a general team and had to make the call, you probably have to go with Bailey as an easier bet for yourself. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it would be stupid close. That's the best question you've asked me thus far.
Sorry to interrupt, but you can continue. I want your thoughts on Mezzador and CJ.
You know, Mezzador is – the theme of him has just really become everybody talking about the age, everyone talking about the age, and I get that. And having said that, I just don't think it matters as much if you're a contender. I'd really like to see him go in the back half of the first – to some of these teams picking a little later on, you know, and this is a floor of 31, but it's like, man, if you're the Patriots and you said you could have a great pass rusher here for the next 6-7 years, or even just that rookie contract at that price point, why not take the shot at a guy that's ready to go now for a team that's ready to win now? Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's a good mention for it. We'll see. I mean, I think as far as this playability, if he was 21, 22 years old, we'd be talking about as a top 15, top 10 pick in this class. But that all has to be considered, you know, and there will be positives of it. He's incredibly mature, very experienced, ready day one, a lot of versatility. You know what you're getting. This isn't a situation of, oh, well, we can throw 10 pounds on him. Or we can do it. It's like the dude's 25 years old. He's about
growth. He is what he is, right?
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, for a contender, I think there is some high floor, know what you're getting, choosing of that. So, no, I like Mezzador. I mean, yeah, if I was a team that knew I was 3 or 4 years away from turning it around, no, I wouldn't take him, because by the time you do, his rookie deal's wrapping up, he's heading into his 30s, and it doesn't make as much sense. Like, yeah, if you were in the Titans war room and Robert Saleh was saying he was drunk on Mezzador, you'd probably look at him and be like, I don't know if we're ready for that smoke. Versus, like, when I mentioned New England. And then lastly, throwing it over, you mentioned C.J. Allen.
Yeah, big fan of him.
Well, me as well. I mean, I cover the Falcons, but I am a Georgia Bulldogs guy as well. He is as smart a player as there is in this draft.
We need those.
I mean, all joking aside, you know, when you look at Kirby Smart and Glenn Schumann and that defensive staff at Georgia, I mean, not people say, oh, he had the green dot. I mean, outside of select specific play ranges and scheme choices that were put in by Schumann, he was all but letting Allen run the thing out there. A play calling standpoint, calling checks, lining people up, and he's not even 21 years old.
Oh, so the opposite. There you go. Okay, so you can build around him.
Yeah, I mean, the dude can't. While I think he's had plenty of drinks in downtown Athens at this point, he can't buy his own beer. I mean, he's that kind of youth with that kind of intellect. You know, family's well known around here. Really great people. Very well spoken leader. All business. You only hear great things from everyone there. And from a play standpoint, you know, physically really is the modern linebacker, kind of that 6'2", 230, rangy speed, sideline to sideline. But he's got that A-gap thump as well.
Okay.
Beyond even that 230 pounds. I mean, I've been mocking recently looking at the 12th and 20th pick. You know, I am always doubling up on defense for Dallas there.
No, you got to.
He's been the popular one for me at 20.
Come on.
And the only times I'm not doing it at 20 is because I doubled up, say, like secondary. Like, you look at some of these recent risers in the safety group here at the combine today.
Thiemann.
Dylan Thiemann, yeah. or Emmanuel McNeil Warren out of Toledo.
Yeah.
I mean, I think those two are in the conversation at 20.
Okay.
Those two and Allen would be the three I'm discussing at 20, considering – you likely have looked at a corner at 12. And, you know, kind of like we had the discussion earlier, you asking about McCoy.
I like it.
Well,
I
mean, the
question is gone.
Well, yeah, you know, Downs is going to be gone, and I guess my only thing with C.J. Allen, though, especially if he's a cerebral linebacker like that, and he would fit perfect in this scheme, especially if that free up DeMarvian Overshown, is that you just wonder, will he fall to 20 though? Right? When you look at, you got the Buccaneers at 15, the Jets at 16, and the Lions at 17. I mean, these are all teams that need linebackers, so you just wonder, would he even slip to, or I say slip, would he even be there at 20 when the Cowboys draft?
I think he's there at 20. I mean, I think there is validity in you mentioning some of the teams ahead.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, assume y'all don't take him at 12. You start at that point.
Yeah.
He's not going to go Baltimore at 14. They're going to go for somebody 300-plus pounds defensively if they go defensively. You look at Carolina at 19. While they need a linebacker, you know, I imagine them seeing somebody more of a pass rusher or a defensive interior as well there.
Okay.
Buccaneers could be frightening, particularly because there has been the security blanket, you know, whether it was just in the media versus league circles, there's been a little of that security blanket thinking that Styles could potentially be there. That is not going to happen
anymore. No.
And there's also been the backup security blanket of all the people talking about Cassius Howell, the Texas A&M edge. But after a really rough week at the combine, just in terms of some measurables, I wonder if he still goes that high. I doubt it. You know, I mean, I'm saying this from the Falcons' neck of the woods. You always got to be nervous about Jason Light and the Bucks. They know what they're doing.
Well, and Lavonte David's 36.
Hey, you don't have to remind me of the horrors I felt. The horrors I felt as a young 14, 15-year-old screaming at the TV in the second round for us to take him, only to take a guard that was on the team in Peter Kahn for about a year or two. I knew even as a younger man at that point that I was going to regret that one. Did I know it was going to be for, you know, a decade and a half?
No.
I'm not a soothsayer. But, that one is maybe the one that haunts me the most. But, you're absolutely right. And I think Allen is the type of guy to do that. And I look up and I'm talking on the phone with you when I'm 45 years old and saying, well, he's still there. That's great.
Love it. Well, I love the fact that you're 45, too, as a fellow 45-year-old myself. Clint,
I'm not 45. I'm 30.
Oh, okay.
Come on,
well,
slow down, Fred.
You got that southern drawl in your voice. So, I bought it. Clint, look, we could talk to you all day, my man. We got to do this again after the combine's over. We definitely got to talk some draft as it gets closer to it. Well, where can the folks find you at to get some of this draft coverage? I know we got some Atlanta Falcon fans bebopping around here as well.
Yeah, real quick, one-stop shop. You can just find me on Twitter, X, whatever the hell you call it. NFL Draft Dome is my handle, or my namesake, Clint Goss, G-O-S-S. No, it's not Clint Gross. I get that one quite often. But, as far as coming back on, set it up, schedule something with me for sure. I had a great time coming and appreciate it.
Love it. Clint Goss, everybody, go give him a follow. You will be glad that you did. Hell, we may even throw a Atlanta Hawk question next time. Clint, good stuff from you, my man. Enjoy your weekend.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
There you have it. The one, the only Clint Goss. All right, coming up next, we will hear from the one, the only Christian Parker. He was on with the morning show. We'll get a few shoddy cuts in there as well. Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. It's fan.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
After Dark. Welcome back in. It is the Fan After Dark right here on 105.3 The Fan. Fred Davis, Blake Elliott, and of course the khakis of the khaki, Kevin Walker, and we've got the fans been clamoring for you, bro. The fans have been clamoring.
I heard one of the text messages. I don't know. Clamoring
and like, roasting.
It's what I'm saying.
I would say clamoring more than roasting.
Chasing a ring like.
Well, that was today.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
You did catch some strays on the text line today.
Ridiculous.
But wouldn't you say, Blake Elliott, that since Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday were solid, we love Trevor days?
Dude, we have people. Where's Trevor? I'm not in my microphone?
Well, you weren't at first.
He
turned it
off. Okay, they were asking, Where is Trevor?
Trevor's right here.
Trevor's here, baby.
Trevor's right here. All right, we'll get some Christian Parker audio here in just a second. Are we going to delve into what you the bomb you dropped on us right before the show?
The only thing is I don't think it's that much of a bomb. That is crazy.
The way that you dropped it on us, it definitely was.
Tolos.
Maybe.
Wow.
Tolos, I don't care what you're doing right now. I need you to really perk your ears up for the words that are about to come out of Trevor's mouth.
Stop, collaborate, and listen.
Because this is, y'all been following the Trevor update as much as we have.
The Trevor saga took a huge turn today. I mean, a huge turn. And I don't want to say for the worst, but I'm concerned.
I'm
gonna say so. Listen, I'm gonna say this because I had a buddy text me.
Okay,
he was like, "What bombshell? What happened?" Because like, there's people, other people in my life know about what's going on. Obviously, yeah.
And they heard it on the radio today.
Well, he listens to the radio. He's always
texting.
Shout out to your random friend,
being a fatty,
the one who texted the ring comment, and I'm like, "Screw you, man!"
Oh, I'll tell you what. So, and razzing you at the same time. Exactly. That's a real fatty right there. What, do we, can we put his name out there?
Alex.
Yeah. Alex and Wiley.
You punk, I love you.
Yeah. He sounds like a real friend.
He's a great friend. He
sounds really like a real friend.
Genuinely a phenomenal friend.
It's the kind of friends you need in your life.
I just, like, the good thing about this is that
why
won't
Denver
going
accept
to,
my trade?
Just, I need you to lock
not,
in.
It's not like that good of a trade.
You just told everyone to listen.
I'm giving them a second and third next year for pick 62.
I need everybody to pay attention right now.
I won't, but
trade has
you
been accepted.
Okay.
But I think this is good for Trevor, because Trevor's going to have to sell himself and say why he's so much better. And that's where I'm at, because I feel like y'all two
give the people the context that they need.
We need the context.
So
of this.
Basically, what happened is, and this is something that we've communicated since we've started.
Yeah,
I knew this was happening.
Mm.
It's not weird. It's not like polycule. It's
right,
not open
right,
relationship.
Right, okay.
It's not any of this. It's not. It's that she is matched with somebody else.
Okay.
And Trevor and Joe Blow.
Yeah.
Are talking to her at the same time.
Wow.
Just date me up.
Now.
Your initial thoughts, Blake Elliott.
The trade went through, and I got Jeremiah Trotter. Trevor. Where do I start? This is like, I could do the whole show just talking to Trevor about the situation. I think we needed a little more backup. Okay, so Trevor, for everybody listening, you have been talking glowingly about this woman. And I think I'm going to speak for everyone that's listening right now. We all thought it was just kind of you and her. Like, you were talking about going out to her place. You were talking about when you were out with us, you were kind of one foot in, one foot out. And we gave you credence saying, well, he's got a girl at home. And you're talking about it. I'm like, I don't want to say you said you were in love, but I'm saying you were really feeling this girl. Like, you were bringing her up.
Enamored.
And when you said today she's also talking to another guy
and
casually,
just nonchalantly threw it out there.
Really threw us off, because you were not talking about this girl like it was just a friend or someone you're even just kind of flirting with. Like, you're like, I'm trying to make this girl my girl. You said, if she kidnaps me, I'd be happy.
Yeah, I want to pay money for that tag team.
At the CA.
Do you not see this guy as a threat or something? No. But this is what I'm saying. Like, this is where Trevor feels like I am in the driver's seat. Because
you never answered the question I asked you in the hall.
I'm so sorry. What was the question that you asked?
Who's got the first date?
Well, my assumption right now is me.
Oh, see,
but
now
who's
we're
got
assuming?
The first date, Trevor?
Now we're assuming.
Listen, do you thought?
I've never been in a situation.
Listen, whoever has the first date's in the driver's seat.
No.
Okay,
I'll say neither in the driver's seat.
That's also fair.
Because the way I've been conversing with this young lady
Is this Kim Kardashian?
How do you want me to say? I'm not going to say her name. I'm like,
no,
it's fine.
No.
HG.
Just
like
HG. HG.
So the way I've been conversing with her is we're open. We talk about a lot of different stuff. Like,
she's open.
She
stop
is.
Using
I
open.
Agree.
I'm just going to tell you now. Stop using open.
She's open.
Oh, brother. Anyway, we have like
for
I'm
business.
I'm comfortable.
And I don't think he
Trevor
can use. I don't think he can use we anymore either. He's using we a lot. Like, you can't use we right now.
You're not exclusive.
All right, I know, one, I need to protect my heart. I have to be careful for myself.
Yeah, you do.
But.
And that's what we're trying to do.
I respect that.
I'm
going
to push back, because you're bringing up this information as if it's new information. It's new to us, but you seem like you've known this the whole time.
Yes. Yeah.
So what is this
and
new?
You left this
so
out.
What is this newfound? I need to
you
protect my
I
heart.
I know this is what was going to be.
You knew deep down.
No, there's
am
no.
Am I getting played?
No. But I don't think of it that way.
How?
Because we talked for 4 hours last night.
And she's going on a date with another guy later this week.
Well, no, that's not happening.
So how often are her and this dude talking?
Way less than us. I guarantee that.
So if she's spending all this time talking to you, then why does she even need to talk to him?
Because she has been hurt in the past, and she's playing. I've listened to what her hurts are. I know what the heck's going on
so
with her.
So she's actively telling you that she's flirting with other dudes and hanging out with other dudes.
What is she doing with these guys?
They're pen pals?
Talking. You learn about people. Fred, I don't know. It's the same thing I'm trying to do.
He's not listening to me. Someone's got to break it to Trevor.
You're not pen pals.
Trevor, I love you. You are not. And when I'm in the talking stage with another girl, I'm not also entertaining another girl and telling the other girl, like, hey, I'm talking to this girl. Well, I'm going on a date with this girl on Tuesday.
That's my fault. Okay. Genuinely.
Can we role play like you're talking to three dudes once?
I'll tell you what, the drops have been pretty clutch.
No, I need your opinion. I've talked a bunch. I'm going to shut up. I want your elder statesman opinion on what's going on.
I mean, as soon as she told me, and again, maybe I'm not the best at this, but as soon as she tells me there's anybody else, I'm out.
I'm out.
Done.
Which, and again, I respect that, and I think in a lot of different things, but I also...
And there's two different boys. There's a difference in you finding out there's another guy while you're in the talking stage, and you're not in the position to call her out. There's a difference. Correct me if I'm wrong, Trevor, she's telling you this stuff. She's telling you about another guy.
It's because, I've asked. We've had conversations about her past relationships.
Let me ask you this, because 817 just brought up a great point. You guys have shared some photos. And
not anything crazy, but
not anything crazy, but some.
Sure.
How would you feel knowing that she's probably sent those to this other person?
Well, this is the thing. Like, this is the conversation.
We said they were saved photos. We got on to it. Remember, they weren't live photos. They were saved
photos.
Trust
me. Like, I get that. Like, I understand that. It is what there's plenty out there.
Yeah.
Plenty.
See,
you said it.
I know.
You did say that you knew that.
If I watch my words, this is just pure bad radio.
You're fine. You did. No. You did mention on Tuesday that there were a photo or two out there. Well, that's fine.
But so what? Again, in the conversations that I've had with her, the reason why I'm so confident in myself.
Yeah.
Is because of the conversations of how, the way she was protecting herself and saying, I don't want to talk about X. I don't want to talk about Y because I don't want to have those conversations until I know that I'm about this person.
And that made you think that y'all are getting closer?
We've had certain conversations that have gotten us closer.
Yeah. Okay,
and so that's what I'm saying.
I respect all of that. So then, why does she still need to go talk to this other person?
Are you the emotional one? And she's
with
the other guy.
So that's the biggest thing for me. Like genuinely, that's my biggest thing.
I don't want you to be she's
using you like an emotional side dude right now.
What we talked about, one of the things that we talked about last night was the fact that
about a lot of things.
We talk about a ton of things. Like again, we talked for 4 hours last night. Like it was a good.
On video chat, Discord video chat.
Yeah.
She was like, there are things that I like in him. And the way I know,
We're going to put a pin in that. We got to go to break.
We're going
to
get Trevor some.
We got to go to break. We got to go to break. And it's only convenient that. It's supposed to be fair or foul in the next segment. We're going to put our final verdicts out, and then we are going to release Trevor into the wild in this next segment. But we'll put a pin in what you just said. No, we're not putting you down. We love you. We care about you. And I'll be damned if my guy is going to get played.
Like you said, Eskimo buddy.
My guy is not about to get played by anybody. Don't go anywhere.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back in. It is The Fan After Dark. Fred Davis, Blake Elliott, Khaki Kevin Walker, Papa Walker, and of course... the relationship guru himself. We've got the relationship. What did he call himself? The relationship sensei? our boy Wayne in Athens that chimes in. And just so to clarify for Papa Walker and everybody else, this is green tea, which, again, I've been on my non-coffee kick during the show. So hence the
shout out green to Stephanie. Tea. Shout out to Stephanie Blumenthal, who works here, letting me use the blanket. And it is very much making me feel better because it is still cold up in here. You got it 9 degrees.
Loving it. Loving it. All right. So, here, pot that down just a smidge.
Excuse me.
All right. So, where we left off, I think the last thing you said, and I had to go to break on that because I've already burned through like 7 breaks already today, was she said that she liked him.
The things that she liked about
him. She liked the and just, I'm paraphrasing. So go ahead, just finish that thought, and then we'll give our final thoughts, and then you do with it as you wish.
So again, like I said, the only thing that worries me is that it's...
Should be a couple things, but go ahead.
Well, okay. Is the I guess the way she said it, and I'm probably going to...
Y'all are on video chat.
Yeah. Is like the two, it's two different lives.
Mm.
Like what Trevor
brings to the table and what he brings to the table.
And what brings he to the table.
What's this guy
do?
Can
we do top 5 kinks? Wow. All right, last one. You can finish your story. I just had to get one, that one off. I'm sorry.
What does this guy do?
I have no idea. I don't, like, again.
You haven't asked?
Trevor's very self, I don't know why I'm talking in third person too. I don't know.
We get on the phone.
Take me out of it. I'm hyper self-conscious.
It's a great idea.
I'm very self-conscious.
Let's call her.
So I had absolutely not. She's at work. She's
877-881-1053.
I'm sure she can take a smoke break.
No, that's not. She's already told me that's a busy night.
Hey, guy, Trevor. Love that guy. Now let's talk about Darian.
He's not a. Is he somebody that is in Tyler?
No, he's here in Dallas as well.
Oh, so
he could be listening to the phone.
Probably is.
On the radio right now.
I mean, this
now.
Is the most popular station.
He's a big nerd, so I doubt that, like, she hates sports.
Don't disparage him too much. I might be in a boxing fight.
So but he's a nerd too?
Yeah.
You think you could beat him up?
She's a sapiosexual. Do you know what that is?
They're the brain. You like the mind.
That's where she's
you knew
like
what that meant?
Yeah, I did.
Could you beat him up?
I mean, probably.
Yeah.
So that was a compliment to yourself, wasn't it, Trevor, by saying that?
What do you mean?
Because here it says attraction to high intelligence. So you gave yourself a compliment.
No, I'm just saying, like she's like, I don't care how you look.
Yeah.
She just says, I don't care how you look.
Yeah.
If I am emotionally invested in you and you're like, I can connect to you mentally.
How will I be
sexually attracted.
How strong would you say y'all's mental connection is? Then?
I mean, I would like again, I would put it like a hard 9 right now.
What do you think about theirs?
I couldn't think he's like a soft.
So this
eight.
Is so what
soft
happened?
Eight, but he's making it up in other words.
So what happened last night is she played Overwatch
like a 3.
With him.
Go ahead. Okay,
sorry, don't listen to
she
me.
She played Overwatch with him last night, but then we went and had a 4-hour conversation after the fact with that.
I'm just too jealous.
How long did she play video games with him?
Like an hour and a half.
I'm too jealous.
I mean, dude, she's hype man.
I get it.
Yeah,
but also. I have a high EQ.
Okay.
Like I can handle. Like I've done therapy. I've learned. I understand what it. Like I'm trying to see it from her point of view. If you've had these,
See it from your point of view?
Hang on.
Okay,
let me finish
okay.
before. Like she's had piss poor relationships like her entire time. Okay. Like that's what it. And so the thing that
maybe
hurts
this is why.
Trevor. What I maybe. But if she's putting the time, she's like, I'm not going to make a rash decision. Like, that's what she's been saying. He's like, I'm not going to rush into something just because I have a feeling or an emotion or a rush. And I respect that.
You can get back in the Blake book with an answer to this. Now, she's playing the field, which is fine. Are you exclusive or are you playing the field?
I mean, I'm on still on the app.
There
but
you
it's
go.
Not, but
well,
it's,
then at that point,
fire it back up.
Well, at that point, you're both just seeing people. Nothing is exclusive. Yeah. If she wants to hang out this weekend, cool. If she doesn't, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the tone in which you brought her up to us and the Tolos was this is going to be my lady. Not just, I'm just seeing this girl. Like, well, this is going to be my lady.
But I'm also, like, I'm the kind of guy that, yeah, I like you. I want to like you. I want you to be the person
you,
that
you
I
want
to
You want exclusivity,
hang out with.
Yes.
Yeah, that's exactly so, what I want.
So, and I tell
that's
her
why
that.
But at what point does it become a marker
pressing,
of?
That's why I'm pressing for it. Like, I wish I didn't ask, but I do because I'm self-conscious. I want to know. Where do I stack up to this other Joe Blow?
Y'all hang out this weekend. Everything goes well in your head. You come back home. She's still talking to both of y'all. What do you do from there? She's still telling you about the oh boy.
So she said it usually take, like, I want to take 3 dates. That's what she said.
Well, both y'all? On the third date.
Well, both of y'all? She's going to take 3 dates and then figure out which one wins her, the Bachelor?
Know. I don't Look. Know. I like, that's what I'm saying. That's what's tough. Again.
I would take a couple of eggs out of that basket, Trevor.
Well,
especially if you're like, I really want exclusivity, like, I would take a little bit out of that.
Again, that's where I say, like, I have to protect my heart. I get that. But I do like her. We have a lot of, like, a ton of things in common. There are flags. Like I said, there are
Someone
flags.
Someone texted and they
but
said,
there
tell
are also
her.
A lot of positive things about her.
They said, tell her you're talking to another girl, see how she reacts.
Yeah.
She probably asked me if she was pretty.
Okay, what would you say?
I don't know.
I don't talk to ugly women.
I'm a attractive sexual, so I like women that are hot.
Well, it's
like, I think you're trying to protect, this is the part that hurts me as your friend. I think you're trying to protect her heart, but you're not protecting your own. You're like, well, it's making her happy and her relationships, and this works out. This is her relationship style, so I'm going to amend to the rules.
I mean, that's the kind of guy I've always been.
And can I just say one thing, just and take it for what it's worth? The whole I've been in bad relationship. Name me somebody who hasn't.
That's fair.
Okay.
My last relationship was great. That's we totally love fair. Each other. Like,
you're
yeah,
single so. For a reason. Yeah. Yeah. No, okay. Absolutely. Like, if you weren't on, if you were in good relationships, you probably wouldn't be on Hinge. Okay. You know, if I was not to put two, you know, look, I got two. Obviously, I'm not good at relationships, right? So, if you know, well, I want to kind of slow play this because I've been hurt before. And who hasn't?
Yeah.
This ain't multiple choice. If we know you, so obviously we're a little biased about this, but we know where your heart's at, and she's over here. Well, look, I like you. I'm only talking to you, and I'd like to keep it that way. But if what I'm providing you isn't enough, and you feel the need, you got to go play video games with Joe Blow Schmuckatelli because you're waiting to see 3 dates. Then you know what?
Not
tell you what, go on his 3 dates then, okay? Because guess what? I'm guessing she's not going Dutch, is she? You plan on paying for them dates?
Yeah.
I mean, okay. She's gonna get a free meal out of you. She's getting your emotional time, but yet she's over here playing video games with homeboy because I gotta wait and see. Huh?
She's gonna have you waiting around while she's having fun.
No.
You're sitting at the house. I can't go out with the boys.
Trevor, you
while
are
she's
a grown
on a date with another guy.
Ass man, dude. You deserve better than that. Look, I would tell her tonight. Look,
tonight.
If you want to keep talking to homeboy, then talk to homeboy. But I ain't that guy. I promise you will feel bad. And look, here's the thing.
High value you are.
Here's the deal. If she likes you, then you'll find out and you'll know. All right? Because now she's stringing you along. You're not talking to anybody else. You're not playing 2-3 other women at the same time. Are you?
No.
No, you like this woman. We saw you last Friday. You like this woman.
Diamond Mike saw it.
She told you, you have let her know how you feel about her. But, oh, I got to wait and see. Wait and see what? And so let her know how you feel, and if she really likes you and is about that, then she'll let you know, one way or the other. And if she decides, you know what, Trevor, that's not it, then guess what? You saved yourself some time.
Someone said women playing Overwatch is a big red flag. That's the hoe game, Trevor. You should know that.
I don't know what that means, but
there's a lot of different games, though.
Trevor, you have, like you said, you've gone through too much, and you're better than that. And look, you figured out some things.
You figured out some things,
okay?
All the Tolos are here that said, we're not going to let you go out like this.
You got the momentum going, all right? You got the mo going. You tell her tonight, boom, let her know how you where your head's at. And if she wants to proceed, be your guest. But if she wants to keep talking to homeboy and play video games with them.
And tell you to your face,
laters,
Trevor. You are a high
laters.
Value man.
I hate, like, but what
we're
if
listening.
What if we never said anything? What if I didn't know that she was talking to somebody else?
That happens with a lot of guys.
And that's
they don't know.
But that's
but so, you have a girl that's telling you to your face that she's talking to another guy. That's her. I'm gonna keep it a buck 1,000. That's her not respecting you.
But that's also because
she's telling.
I mean, look, you know what? Do what you feel you need to do. All right, do what you got to do. And if it works out, great. If it doesn't, you learned a lesson.
We'll be here no matter what.
We're gonna rock with you one way or the other.
Yeah. No. Just,
okay. We're gonna rock with you. We're gonna rock with you regardless.
Someone said, "Wait, I thought Trevor was gay."
Of course he's not. I'm just saying. If you've got any trepidation already, and then she's telling you there's another dude.
Well, see, but this is the thing.
That takes some audacity, Trevor.
Yeah,
but again, the thing is I feel very strongly that she likes me.
Okay.
Very strong.
We hear you.
That she likes me.
Well, then she shouldn't be talking to somebody else. Then she shouldn't be talking. Period. End of story.
We've talked about it every time. And
when you're an NFL GM and you feel very strongly about a free agent, are you saying, hey, Mahomes come in, but Lamar, I'm going on a date with Lamar on Tuesday. No, you're going to bring in just Patrick Mahomes if you feel that strongly this guy's your franchise quarterback. Are you Patrick Mahomes or are you a third stringer?
Well, can we say like Tom Brady?
Are you Tom Brady or are you a third stringer?
I hear you. No, trust me. I hear you.
Who are you?
Well, I'm Trevor Beck. Let's
yeah, you are. Straight.
Put your heart on the table for her tonight. See where it goes.
For
see
a
what
reason.
She says. See what she says. All right, you're Trevor freaking Beck.
I'm on the
Remember
radio.
That, okay,
your man's a bum.
You're Trap House Trevor. You know what? Let me tell you something right now. People aren't texting in asking about this Jamoke.
No, they're
all
not.
All right,
period. Mainly because they don't know
story.
Who he is. But still,
period. You know what? Because there's a reason why we don't know who he is. That's the one, the only Trevor Beck. Love him up. You will be glad you did. Follow him on X, Trevor the Creator. Hell, maybe you'll do a Discord video chat with him before the night's over. I'm Fred. That's Blake. That's Khaki Kevin. Papa Walker's in the house as well. When we come back, I promise. Sure, we're going to talk some football. I really, really do. What did Christian Parker have to say, and why is everybody so giddy about him? We'll talk about that next.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, "Is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar?" I said, "Sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious." He said, "I think that might be it."
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.